This is the third day of the November-December 2014 four-day retreat in Springwater. Sitting here together this morning, the cool, moist air inside this warm building. Just being so quiet. Came to mind a phrase from the Buddhist teacher Jack Kornfeld that I heard years and years ago. He called this taking the one seat. And as that phrase came, it seemed fresh and apt. This quality of pausing right in the middle of whatever is going on. And just staying here. This one seat has all the waves of the different things that occur in human beings arise and dissolve. Just staying. And also this quality of wonder and curiosity. As thoughts and feelings and moods come and go, not knowing what to do about any of it. Just this staying here. And we can come and sit also with the idea of achieving an ideal state. I know this well from my early training, and it still arises, this pull to evaluate how things are and do something. To get clear, to get better. That way that I know so well in everyday life that is so part of our culture. And how wonderful that there is this possibility of pausing with no agenda, even as very hard, powerful things come through, just stay in this wonder and curiosity. Group yesterday, we went deeply into the kinds of ways that thoughts and stories have such stickiness and such pull. It's been with me all night. This human condition of how this world that we call thought moves in us. Someone used the phrase of the 10,000 year wait, the wait of thousands of years, of centuries. And another person spoke of a prison. And how sitting here, this can be here too. These powerful states that are filled with emotion and belief. They seem so real, so fill the body, that we're caught between acting on them or pushing them away. And someone spoke also the other day about our direct experience of this happening right here in our lives, in our relationships. And that this me kind of separate thinking place is the whole world. That this weight of 1,000 years, this weight of centuries, lives itself out in the world. It is this world that I think what the Buddha was pointing to, calling this the reality of suffering. Acknowledging that this is a huge part of human life. Living here in us and our relationships and living in the larger world, moving into not just troubles and families and communities, but into war. So, this is all here, in this one seat. And how amazing that by the simple act of pausing, and stay, we discover this that we call presence. That there's this fierceness of these things that come and go. And yet there's seeing too. There's feeling of them. There's space. And this movement really is the world, this world we talked about, that is, one phrase was, it's a mess. There's a way that that's so, as we hurt each other. And what to do. And meeting it here. Discovering this space that can see and feel and open up what's going on. Not just here, being quiet, sitting, but in our everyday lives. This possibility of pausing right in the middle of an argument. The space that can see the larger things going on in our families, in our community. The presence that can feel into what's going on in the world of the news, of the playing out of these same things that we experience. We also spoke about finding a way out. And the conundrum of everything we try is like throwing gasoline on the fire. Every attempt we make to oppose what is so difficult, or make it better, creates more of the same separation. And yet in our hearts, this wanting a way out, somehow knowing that this is not the whole story. So all of that here, in this one seat of being, not knowing what to do, each of us finding out for ourselves, meeting this, no one can really tell us. No method really works. Just staying here with it, the way that it is, intimately. And this very staying, this that we sometimes call listening, discovering perhaps that this that seems to so fill up the space, this that feels so contracted, in this stillness, in the quiet. These movements begin to reveal themselves. They reveal themselves as thoughts, as states, as stories. Their transitory nature, which a moment before seemed to fill the universe, somehow settles or shifts. Looking for ways to deal with all of this, and perhaps discovering that the staying itself I hesitate to use the word way out because there's no out here. Talking with someone about how to be with this, and it came to them that how we speak of listening to one another, really getting quiet and hearing what they're saying, and pausing when we have an opinion or some advice, but just really, really hearing. Discovering that in that listening, sometimes things change for a dear person who's going through something difficult. Words arise that are appropriate. Somehow we're in touch with what's really here. We're not trying to impose something on the moment. And they said, well, can we do this with ourselves as well? Whatever story is here, whatever drama, a fear or a hurt, to really listen. Not coming up with solutions, repressions, or ways to fix it, or evaluations. And we also speak of inquiry, of getting interested in this whole thing. Getting curious about these movements as they occur. Discovering something of how this mind moves. How thoughts move in this body and grab us, pull. discovering that they really are thoughts. And that thoughts are not the whole of our world. There's this passage from Vimalatakar talking about this. And it comes from one of the first times she heard a talk by Krishnamurti. And she speaks of how she heard the words. As soon as the mind realizes that thinking is not the medium for experiencing reality, it becomes free. This sentence to me is amazing. As soon as the mind realizes that thinking is not the medium for experiencing reality, it becomes free. How dominant thinking is in our world that it can seem like. This is who I am. I think my way through life. And to begin to discover something else is possible, that there is something here beyond thought. And that I don't have to figure everything out. The awareness of this incapacity works a miracle. Possibility that the whole way I've been navigating can relax. Of course, you must let awareness operate. Generally, we do not let the truth operate upon the mind. We are eager to operate on everything. This pull to know, to evaluate. And to begin to discover that it's all right not to keep trying to do that. Let the awareness function. Then the mind becomes quiet. Motives ease up and tranquility pervades the whole being. This comes naturally. It is simply here. It is revealed in a gentle manner. This is the real revolution. This is the religious revolution. Let us see the totality of things. Then we will not try to pull the world to pieces in the form of nations and races and religions, isms and dogmas. Reality is one indivisible whole. We are it. To sever oneself from that whole and imagine having a separate entity is the real mischief. Yesterday morning, I was taking a walk up to the upper meadow, just walking really slowly. And there was some kind of agitation going on. Who knows from where, or what it was about, some fear, some trying to get somewhere. Feeling kind of boxed in. And just walking and one foot in front of the other in the quality of the day, a little bit of breeze, the open space of the meadow. The largeness of the sky. This quality that we've been calling spaciousness began to naturally open up. And the movement of the seasons and the weather, changes in the trees and the bushes, the flowers. It was felt as one whole. No dividing up of it, and my walking was somehow part of that whole. And those agitated thoughts, too, didn't feel so boxed in. There was space for them to move and for them to arise and for them to ease up as well. And without doing anything, the agitation was different. Not such a big deal. Not distant, not pushed away, but somehow just, there's no words for it, just opening into the space. I came across a way of looking at this from the Buddhist tradition, the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, which spoke of how it is with tying a snake into a knot, and that the snake will gradually wriggle its way out. And it was using this analogy of how, of being with these thoughts that seem so tight and knotted, that somehow in the intimacy of presence, they just become unknotted. And I don't mean to say this as a prescription, as a way to deal with them. It just happens in the pausing and the listening and the looking. Right, let's add the words here.